my friends, to Spanish Pod. Today we've got a newbie lesson, and it's free for everyone, and it's called Good Picture. My name is JP.
Hi, my name is Liliana.
Hi, Liliana. Now, before we start, I want to tell everybody that this lesson is free to everyone without a subscription. We have other lessons at other levels that are available by subscription, and if you want to check them out, if you're deciding whether or not to subscribe, please go to SpanishPod.com and sign up for the 7-day free trial. We'll give you access to everything for 7 days. Now, Good Picture, Liliana. You always take good pictures.
No.
Yes, you do.
I'm terrible.
No, you're great, but you're just very critical of yourself, whereas I don't know how to smile.
Yeah, that's true. We have a hard time making him smile.
I know.
But anyway, our keyword for today is revelar.
Revelar. Now, that usually means to reveal, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of photos, it means
develop.
Develop. Developing photos. Okay.
Escuchemos el diálogo.
Dialogue. First time.
¡Qué buena foto!
Soy fotógrafa profesional.
¿Tú las revelas?
Sí, tengo un cuarto oscuro.
Second time.
¡Qué buena foto!
Soy fotógrafa profesional.
¿Tú las revelas?
Sí, tengo un cuarto oscuro.
Third time.
¡Qué buena foto!
Soy fotógrafa profesional.
¿Tú las revelas?
Sí, tengo un cuarto oscuro.
All right, we're back, and we're going to start with a translation.
Qué buena foto.
What a great picture.
Qué buena foto.
What a great photo.
Qué buena foto. Soy fotógrafa profesional.
I'm a professional photographer.
Soy fotógrafa profesional.
I'm a professional photographer.
Soy fotógrafa profesional. ¿Tú las revelas?
Do you develop them?
¿Tú las revelas?
You develop them?
¿Tú las revelas? Sí, tengo un cuarto oscuro.
Yes, I have a dark room.
Sí, tengo un cuarto oscuro.
Yes, I have a dark room.
Sí, tengo un cuarto oscuro.
All right, so let's break this down and look at each sentence. So we start with this compliment, right? That's what a great picture.
Qué buena foto.
Qué buena foto. Now, what's the word for picture?
Foto.
Foto. Okay, mm-hmm. That's, it kind of sounds like photo.
Yes, it's a short way to say fotografía.
Okay, fotografía is the long word for photograph.
Exactly.
We do that in English too, photograph, photo.
Exactly, you see, Spanish is easy.
Spanish is easy. Fotografía, the long version, that's feminine, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and foto, the short version, is going to be feminine too.
That's right, that's why it says buena.
Buena, buena foto, that would be a good photo.
That's right.
Okay.
And you can see it's in the feminine form because it says buena. Mm-hmm. If it was masculine, it would say bueno.
But it's not masculine.
It's not.
Okay, so when you want to exclaim, what a great picture.
Qué.
Qué.
Qué buena foto.
Qué buena foto. All right. So the response is, I am a professional photographer.
Soy fotógrafa profesional.
Okay, what is that last word, profesional? It sounds like professional.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. Profesional.
Spanish is really easy.
Okay. Y fotógrafa? It's easier, right?
Right. Photographer. Fotógrafa.
That's right.
Okay. Do check out the PDF or the dialogue page and check out how this is spelled because it's spelled in Spanish, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which if you're a newbie, you might not be used to it, but you'd look at it and say fotógrafa is an F, right? There's no PHs in Spanish.
No.
Okay.
Okay. So soy fotógrafa profesional.
Okay. Now that first word, soy, that's the verb ser, which means to be. So she's saying, I am a professional photographer.
Soy fotógrafa profesional.
Okay. And you'll notice that she's a woman, so she says fotógrafa.
That's right.
Okay.
If it was a man, fotógrafo. So they ask her, ¿tú las revelas?
Do you develop them? That was our key word, right?
Revelas.
Revelas. That's the verb revelar, to develop, in terms of photography. And revela specifically means you develop, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So how do we say you develop them?
Las revelas.
Las revelas. Okay, las, that means them, right? And it comes before the verb in Spanish, where in English we'd say develop them. It would come after the verb, but in Spanish, las revelas. Now, we have a pronoun here at the beginning, this pronoun tú.
Mm-hmm. Okay? That's you.
It means you. So you develop them.
Tú las revelas.
Okay, now I know some of you are thinking, well, revelas means you develop, and then tú means you. So there's two yous in the sentence.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's your answer, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, that's how it is.
That's how it is, folks. A little bit of redundancy never hurt anyone. So, you develop them?
¿Tú las revelas?
And then she says, yes, I have a dark room.
Sí, tengo un cuarto oscuro.
Okay, what's that word for yes?
Sí.
Sí means yes,
sí.
All right? And then I have.
Tengo.
That means I have or possess something.
And it's the verb tener.
Tener, to have. So the first person form, tengo. So what does she have? I have a dark room.
Un cuarto oscuro.
Un cuarto oscuro. So let's take these three words apart. Now, a dark room is a room. So what's the word for room?
Cuarto.
Cuarto. Okay, cuarto. This is the room. This is the place with four walls.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And what kind of room is it?
Obscuro.
Obscuro. Now that means dark.
Yes.
So if I want to say a dark room?
Un cuarto obscuro.
Un cuarto obscuro. Is that the photography dark room or is it just the room with the lights out?
No, it's a photography room.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the dialogue three more times and we're going to come back and talk about this word obscuro.
Dialogue, first time.
¡Qué buena foto!
Soy fotógrafa profesional.
¿Tú las revelas?
Sí, tengo un cuarto oscuro.
Second time.
¡Qué buena foto!
Soy fotógrafa profesional.
¿Tú las revelas?
Sí, tengo un cuarto oscuro.
Third time.
¡Qué buena foto!
Soy fotógrafa profesional.
¿Tú las revelas?
Sí, tengo un cuarto oscuro.
All right, we're back, Liliana, and the people don't hear it because we've edited it out, but there's a couple times when I've said obscuro and I've said oscuro, mm-hmm. And I think you did too.
Yeah, me too. Well, you know, the thing is that a lot of people say oscuro.
Oscuro with no B in it,
yes,
right?
But you can also say obscuro.
Obscuro.
It depends a lot on the accent of the person.
Okay.
Yeah, because some people, they just say oscuro, es oscuro, es oscuro, es oscuro.
Okay.
That's Argentinians, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Oscuro. They
right.
don't say the B, but okay. It really depends. So you can say both. Don't worry about it.
Mexicans tend to like to pronounce every letter, right?
Yeah. We pronounce everything.
All right. Well, folks, that's our lesson for today. If you have any questions or comments about this lesson, or if you want to share your photos with us, please come to SpanishPod.com. And remember, if you haven't checked out that 7-day free trial yet, please do so. For now, it's time to go. Hasta luego.
Bye-bye.